To you, this is 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni on the Morning Crossfire today. Alrighty, let's talk. ASUUs have payment for October, and matters are tending and arising based on that. Now, remember that on the 14th of February this year, ASUU gave Nigerians a Valentine gift, if you may, by going on an indefinite strike to protest many of the issues they had with the federal government, including better welfare packages, revamping the Nigerian universities, providing better infrastructure and more funding for education, among other things, as well as some agreements they've had with the government that had not been honored. This strike dragged till October, when the federal government had taken ASUU to the National Industrial Court, which ordered ASUU to return to work in October. Now, ASUU did return to work, and they did a bit of the work in October. Now, we got reports as of last week, of course, when it was salary time, that ASUU lecturers had been paid half of their salary. Now, the federal government responded by saying that this wasn't particularly like a half salary. The salary was prorated based on the work they did for October. Since ASUU did not work fully in October, then they cannot be paid a full sum for October. Remember that the federal government had insisted on a no work, no pay policy for ASUU. For the times you did not work, you would not get paid. And so because they did not work the whole of October, they did not get the whole of the salary for October. Now, there were conversations with the House of Representatives, Gbadabi Amila, particularly the leader, the speaker, who stepped into the matter, the Minister for Labour and Employment, Chris Ngige, and also there have been various conversations back and forth since February this year, which appeared to be quite unfruitful as both parties were unyielding. I remember very well before ASUU called off the strike, some parents called in to say, oh, ASUU must stand their ground once and for all and ensure that the federal government yields to all their demands. The Minister of Labour, Dr. Chris Ngige, would insist that the government cannot attend to all of the demands at once based on economic realities, amongst other things. But now that since the court ordered ASUU to return, I believe they decided to obey that court order and go back to work. Now, we've heard that there will be a FEC meeting today in ASUU to decide on the next line of action. Now, the lawyer for ASUU, Femi Falano, had also spoken and said that the federal government must, as a matter of fact, pay ASUU their full salaries. We do not know if another strike would begin or if ASUU would take this in stride and just let it go. Now, Falano had also said that, let me quote what he said. He says, according to the Ministry of Labour and Employment, the lecturers were paid in pro rata in the number of days that they worked in October, counting from the day that they suspended their industrial action. The position of the federal government is factually faulty and legally misleading. Since the industrial action was called off, the public universities have adjusted their calendars to ensure that the 2021-2022 academic session is not cancelled. Consequently, students are currently taking lectures or writing exams that were disrupted during the strike of ASUU. Therefore, having regard to the facts and circumstances of the ASUU strike, the doctrine of no work, no pay is totally inapplicable because students who were not taught during the strike are currently attending lectures and writing exams. That's not all. Falano tied this matter to the strike of doctors last year. Here's what he said. He said it's public knowledge that the members of the Nigerian Association of Resident Doctors embarked on a strike that lasted 2 months last year. The federal government dragged the striking doctors to the National Industrial Court, which ordered NAD to call off the strike. And as soon as the strike was called off, President Muhammadu Buhari jettisoned the no work, no pay principle and ordered the payment of the salaries for the 2 months that the strike lasted. He said on that occasion, the president overruled Dr. Chris Ngige in the interest of industrial harmony in the health sector. So he's asking that the president should also overrule Dr. Chris Ngige in this matter and pay us not just the salary for October, for all, but for the monies from February. 0700, I'm used to calling that number. No, that's not working today. So we're making do with what we had as a female line. It's 01465-7190. I would really love to hear from lecturers. I would love to hear from students. I would love to hear from parents regarding what you would suggest that ASU should do. Should they take it in stride and just continue lectures? I've seen some notice here and there about conversations about lecturers having a seat at home. I mean, they just decide, oh, we don't have transport fare, so how do we go to work? All right, let's talk. Keep it quick and sweet for me. Take advantage of Facebook and YouTube where we're live, as well as Twitter. Use the hashtag NigeriaInfoMCF. Good morning, hello.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show. Put off your radio.
Thank you. I have a question for you. If you are an employer of labor, will you pay your staff for not coming to work? I don't know. It's just a question. You understand? So the two lecturers, they didn't work. So why should they get paid? Why should they get paid? I don't know. Just thinking loud. I don't think that you don't impose it on the president to overrule Dr. Ndikike to pay them when they did not work. That's just my take on this. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. All right. Good morning. Hello. Okay. Please call again. Hello. Good morning.
Hello.
Put off your radio. Good What's morning. Your name? Good morning.
Yeah. Sorry, please. Am I allowed to talk? I'm in mail.
Yes, you are. Everyone is using this line today. Yes.
Oh, okay. Fine. Let me tell you, my sister.
Mm-hmm.
Ngige is the problem of this problem. You understand?
Is the problem of this. The problem?
Yes. You recall that even Minister of Education apologized to these people at a point. And even Atairu Gega, you understand, I've said it that Ngige is taking the issue of ASU FG personal. Those are the 2 points I want you to hold. Then the last one, before I leave, is that the woman that asked the last time that I have a question for you, the answer I have to her question is that should you go and read the industrial labor law? There are two issues there. If your employee, that is one thing, that employee, they are ready and willing to work for you, but you are not, allowing them, to work. That's a different thing from them not wanting to work at all.
All right. So are you saying the federal government stops them from working? Secondly, remember, again, this is not popular opinion, but I'm going to have to tell you the fact that Chris Ngige is working for the government. He's on the side of the government. So he will be doing everything to ensure that government saves money, quote unquote, if you understand. It's like getting, if you have an accountant, you would not expect your accountant to be working in favor of your opponent. They will be doing everything to cut costs. So I'm not certain it's an emotional thing. Good morning. Hello. Put off your radio. Call me back. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's your name?
Yes, my name is Tooks. The point I want to add to the issue of ASU strike and this issue of non-payment of paying their half salary is collectively wrong on the side of the federal government. Because the law is very clear that nobody should be punished for partaking or refusing to partake in the strike. So they are refusing or correcting their salary is by way of act of punishing them, so which is very wrong. Let the government itself read their own laws, the law they make. This is what is provided under the Trade Dispute Act. Another person should be punished for going on strike. So the idea of government refusing or prorating their salary is very, very wrong. So I led myself to the submission of the Learned SM for ASU.
Thank you very much. The first strike in Nigeria first strike in Nigeria was in 1945, June 21st, 1945. And it was to protest the failure of protracted presentations of the government for salary increase to meet up with a very high costs of living. About 150 clerical and non-clerical workers in the Nigerian civil service had a general strike in all government departments. Now, since then, strike has, you know, been on the rise to protest issues with the government. Good morning, hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show. What's your name?
Hello, good morning. Can you hear me?
I can hear you clearly. Can you hear me?
Yeah, okay. Good morning, Wemimo.
Good morning.
I'm so happy I got to this one. Actually, I just want to talk about your first caller, that woman that said you're an employer of labor.
Mm-hmm.
If you're an employer of labor and you don't make your laborers conducive, what you expect them to perform well? What is the woman talking about? What is she talking about? I mean, you employ somebody that will be sweeping your streets for you, and then you don't provide the person with a broom, with what you use to sweep. Of course, the person will complain. Is that why you should not pay the person? I'm not surprised at that woman. If you check that woman, you find that.
That's her. Your point is made. Now, the Labour Organization Committee on Freedom of Association has argued repeatedly that the right to strike is one of the important means open to worker unions for the promotion, protection, preservation of their economic and social interests within and outside the workplace. All right, this is not just a Nigerian thing, right? Good morning, hello. All right, you please call back. I'll head to our live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter in a bit. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Yes, go ahead. What's your name? Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo. What's yours?
My name is Bumi.
Bumi.
Yeah, I just want to comment on the issue of the half payments for the lecturers.
Mm-hmm.
My point of view is that teaching students is not the only work that lecturers do.
Right.
They also do research. So while they are on strike protesting for other benefits or whatever, it's not that they haven't been working. So the federal government, to me, is wrong in saying that they're going to pay them half salary. That's just my take on this. Thank you.
Thank you very much. In that sense, the government should pay them to pay them all the salary since February. Hello? All right, please call again. Let's head to Facebook and YouTube. Where do we start from? All right, Amma Snicks Phillips says, ASSO should not have called off the strike in the first place, where they had to obey the court order. I mean, you can't. They're going to be on the wrong side of the law. And the question to ask is if... All right, let me just leave that one. Wisdom Gbenga Daniel. I'll leave you to that. Comrade Smasher, what the Minister of Labour said isn't bad. But what is bad is that ASU did not work because they were old in the first place. So I think if the federal government wanted to maintain peace, they should have paid the full salaries. Emet Tara Felix, it's really surprising to me in this country that some people would not work but expect to be paid. They should take the half salary. Paying them for work not done will amount to injustice. I'm speaking on moral point of view. Bengawali on Facebook, about the ASU, unfortunately, Nigerian government is playing with lives and the future of the youth. What is the government doing that they are collecting their own full salaries? Lecturers are working more than politicians. Abe Smas says the work, no pay policy was served, so they should negotiate with the federal government if they want to lift it and not make it mandatory. All right, phone call. Good morning. Okay, you please call again if you're able to. Hello? You too? Call again. Hello?
Hello, good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Yeah, on the assets, on the work, no pay,
mm-hmm.
is injustice to the lecturer because, on the first place, they never said they are not going to work, if not that the government not keep the agreement. Now, National Assembly, how many times did they work and they receive their full salary in a month, in a year? The NGG himself, let's look at his work schedule as a Minister of Labour. Can he give us what he's doing month on month, every day? Please, they should pay these people their salary. If the government have been truthful and honest to the agreement, I don't think the staff would have come around the right place. And then we are talking about the negotiation from 1990 date. Look at the years. I think it's good that the government should pay them. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Now, Section 48, one of the Trade Dispute Act, defines a strike as the cessation of work, cessation if you stop working, by a body of persons employed acting in combination or a concerted refusal under a common understanding of any number of persons employed to continue to work for an employer in consequence of a dispute. It's also defined under that Trade Dispute Act as deliberately working at less than usual speed or with less than usual efficiency, while it defines refusal to continue to work as including refusal to work as usual. So you might say, oh, we're still doing some work, but you're not doing it as your usual speed or with your usual efficiency. Good morning. Hello. Oh, goodness gracious. Please call again. Hello. Hello.
Hello, my name is Uchiha.
Welcome.
I'm calling from Augustine.
All right.
Well, like you said before, that is trying to cut a corner for federal government. But why you don't cut corner for your own sake? Hello.
I can hear you.
That's what I have to say.
Okay. Thank you very much for your thought. Hello, good morning.
Hello, Wemimo. How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
Yeah, this is Alex.
You're welcome.
Yeah, you see, Wemimo, the Nigerian government treats Nigeria like a small-scale business. And the real tragedy here is that Nigerians are beginning to operate in that state of mind that Nigeria is a small-scale business, you see? I'm going to make reference to the call. I'm not talking about the caller. I'm talking about the thinking behind her position that, oh, if you hire so many laborers, you know, will you pay them this and this? That's not how you negotiate a national issue, especially a labor issue. There are agreements and there are agreements, you know, called covenants, you know, there are legal positions that guide that. What did the government agree before they went back to school, before they agreed to go back to school? You know, you don't just come and operate like a one-man business. Nigeria is not a one-man business. And the sad truth is that Nigerians are beginning to think in their head, accept the notion that Nigeria is a one-man business.
Mm. Thank you very much for your thought. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Welcome to the show.
Yeah, my name is Shane, calling from Arepo area. My concern is the fact that we are not considering the kind of legacy that this party or the federal government is leaving behind. Now, we are now in a state, we are in a country where if you are maltreated, you cannot express your displeasure in any way.
Mm.
If citizens go on the streets to protest, they are tear gas. Lecturers are now saying, okay, the working condition is not conducive, and the federal government is punishing them for it. So when other governments come in, they look at all this and they say, oh, this was what happened when this happened. So we can also leverage on that kind of decision or what that government had done.
Mm.
The person that is talking about the lecturer.
Okay, I think you ran out of airtime. Before I head out on my break, the first break on the show, let me head again to Facebook and take some comments. So Lucia Gumayowa says, in the industrial labor law, you are only entitled to half salary for the period of absence, only if your absence was caused by your employer. But on the contrary, ASUU initiated the strike, and even when begged to keep the universities opened while continuing negotiations, did they yield to that call? This might sound bitter, but it is a law. I'll tell you, I'll read that law to you when we come back from the break. Comrade Egopiok Paul Albert from Adoni Local Government, thank you. You're saying that the federal government and politicians are playing with the lives of Nigerian citizens. What stops them from full payment of ASU? Just because they know that none of their children are schooling in Nigeria. Rafael Adegoke, the Nigerian government is just like a bully. Like I always say, Wemimo, you said ASU would be on the wrong side of the law. Hasn't the government been on the wrong side of the law? Says Atai for this government. Sadly, two wrongs would never equally right. written. How do you read your name now that it's written in Arabic? I cannot read Arabic, so I don't know your name. What are they going to do for the students who have paid their school fees? Because when they called off the strike, the academic calendar became short, and they want us, the students, to deliver what is expected from a normal calendar objective. Karim Hussein Tolani says the lecturers should accept the half salary. Tunde Adeoye, it's unfortunate the strike was suspended based on a court injunction, as it would also be breaching the Nigerian law that says no work, no pay. Paying them will, what do you mean? Will be laying a precedent, and so the government is just being careful. Well, they paid the doctors last year, so that was already a precedent set. Abes Smart says they must have agreed in the court before calling off the strike. They were on strike for a full 8 months, you say. YouTube, can I take it one or two? Okay, it's hanging over. Okay, so I'll be back to take YouTube when I return from the break. I'm heading out on a break now.
Hello, my name is Ronke from Ikorodu.
Hi, I'm Emeka from Festa.
My name is Ahmed from Apapa.
I want to tell you about my radio. My radio is my best friend.
My steady companion.
My radio keeps me informed
all day long.
With hot topics,
trending news,
politics and current affairs.
My radio gives me the best music.
My radio is
Nigeria Info.
Everybody in Nigeria listens to Nigeria Info.
Welcome back. You are listening to 99.3 Nigeria Info. My name is Wemimo Adewuni on the Morning Crossfire today. It's now 17 minutes before 9. We've got a few more minutes to talk about this. And we're deciding based on public opinion. Not like we can press some buttons to make a decision. But we're asking you what your thoughts are regarding the half salary members have asked to receive for October and the no work, no pay policy. Now, I said that when we return from the break, I was going to run you through some of the laws. Now, Nigeria has a Trade Union Act 2005 as amended, and it provides specifically what a strike action should look like and who cannot go on strike. Not everybody can go on strike by law. And here's what it says. Section 31(6) of the Trade Union Act, as amended, provides that no person, no trade union or employer shall take part in a strike or a lockout or engage in any conduct in contemplation or furtherance of a trade dispute unless the person, the trade union or the employer is not engaged in the provision of essential services. So if you're an essential service worker, you cannot go on strike in Nigeria. Yeah, also, the strike or lockout concerns only if it concerns a labor dispute that constitute a dispute of right. Now, you have to argue out, is it a dispute of right? C, the strike or lockout concerns a dispute arising from a collective and fundamental breach of contract of employment or a collective agreement on the part of the employee, the trade union or employer. Mm-hmm. So in the case of an employee or a trade union, a ballot has been conducted. So they have to conduct a ballot in accordance with the rules and constitution of that trade union, at which a simple majority of all registered members voted to go on strike. Now, let's talk about the no work, no pay policy. Where is all of that? Where did that even come from? Now, Now, remember, the presiding judge, here's what I was looking for. SANU versus Federal Government of Nigeria, there was a case in court that the National Industrial Court also sat on. Of course, conversations on these would be based on the Trade Dispute Act. And the National Industrial Court held that based on, I'm trying to summarize, Section 42, which is now Section 43, that is perfectly lawful for an employer to choose to dispense the no work, no pay rule. What is this section 43? The section says that in paragraph B, subsection 1, where an employer, listen properly, if an employer locks out his workers, the worker shall be entitled to wages. So if it's your employer that said, oh, I've locked you out, or is your employer that caused you not to be able to work, that you're entitled to food wages and any other applicable remuneration for the period of the lockout, and the period of the lockout shall not prejudicially affect any right of the workers, and so on. However, there is a clear also, there's also a clear, let me say, this is section 43.1. The first part says, notwithstanding anything contained in this act or in any other law, where any worker takes part in a strike, he or she shall not be entitled, the key word here being entitled, to any wages or any remuneration for the period of the strike and any such period that shall count for the purpose of reckoning and so on. So what a lot of people have argued this to be is that it's not an entitlement, but the government can decide to pay, like they did for NARD, the National Association of Resident Doctors, last year. But the workers themselves cannot say we're entitled to payment for the period that for which we did not work. That's what the law says. So I'm going to take some comments from Facebook. Nigeria Info 99.3. Olaleko says, this matter, I don't know. Which part you do? I've been spending so much time explaining and you said you do not understand. Eddie Blue says, went on strike for 8 months and at the end received half salary. What then was the reason for the waste of all those months? Well, that's the question. So the two important questions would be, does ASUU offer an essential service? If they do, then should the government then decide this will not be magnanimity based on the law to pay them for the period that for which they did not work? Let's go back to the phone lines. 01465-7190. Everyone would have to slug it out there. Hopefully you're able to get through. Good morning. Hello. Hello.
Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome.
How was your weekend, though?
It was all right.
It's Joy calling.
Yeah, please go on.
Mm-hmm. About this ASUU strike, all those laws that we are reading, who put those laws? Who? Because those laws supposed not to be for only ASUU. It's supposed to be for everybody, both the president or whatever. What are they doing that they are collecting so much that they cannot pay the ASUU? I told them not to cut off this strike. Now they want to continue again. Then about Tinubu and the other.
We're not talking Tinubu now, okay? Good morning, hello. Let's stay with the topic. We have a lot of people on the line. Good morning, hello. And I still have to play a game and give you money. Hello?
Hello?
Put off your radio. You know that, right?
Yeah, I've done that.
All right, very quickly, tell me your name.
Okay. My problem with Nigerian policy is that everything is always going at the wrong direction. Okay, they had an agreement with us, which they could not fulfill, and they went on strike. Now, coming back, they did not want to admit their own fault, and they went to obtain one judgment from a court.
Mm-hmm.
Now they want to respect that one. They don't want to respect others. Okay, after then, these people came back. They deceived us to start work. And they are back now, and you are talking of not paying them their full salary. What? They should go for negotiation. I don't know why Nigerians are behaving like this.
All right, many thanks. Let's take one or two more, and then we'll play a game on our way out. Hello? Please speak up for me. What's your name?
Yeah, my name is Olu Shola.
Welcome to the show.
Okay, fine. On the ASUU palaver,
mm-hmm.
Now they have gone back to school. But do you know that the second semester that they have missed, the students have missed, some have missed their first semester, the lecturers will go back and teach them and make sure that, yes, they complete the school calendar.
But do the students actually understand? You see, one thing I've seen is that lecturers are rushing. Students do not necessarily understand what they're being taught. It appears to me like lecturers are just trying to cover the syllabus so they can say that they did it. But are students actually learning? That's another conversation, I'm just saying, right?
Yeah, but that's another conversation. But yeah, we are saying that, okay, fine. Are they going to skip that semester and just say, okay, you are promoted? It's not done.
Yeah.
It's not done. Whether they are assimilating or not, the point remains that they still go back to class and make sure that they fulfill those semesters.
Mm-hmm.
Because if they don't do it, there are some that want to graduate, they will not graduate.
That's correct. That's totally correct. Good morning, hello? Hello? Okay. Let's go on to Twitter. Falami Design says they should pay them every dime they're owing because if they had been treated well, they would not go on strike. Okay. Why are you guys arguing? What are you arguing about on Twitter? Let's see. Lau Law says Nigeria's educational system is failed. This present government doesn't really have good plans for Nigerian students. Okay. Let me stop here so that I can give you some money. How about that? How about let's give us some money before we head out on a break. Today is 5 in 7. So you have 7 seconds. Really easy piece of game. 7 seconds to give me. No. Is it 7 seconds? 5 in 7. Yeah. You have 7 seconds to give me the 5 names. When I give you a letter, you do not repeat. You know the rules already. So let's get started right now.
It's Monday and it's time for the 5 in 7 game show.
All right, let's play the game. I need to give up.
And I want to assume that you would run because I want to give the listeners context for the conversation.
In 2019, you were running mate to Atiku Abubakar. What did you learn then that you will not repeat this time?
Yes, when is the president coming out to address us?
There's a few things. One, I have a burden and a passion for young people.
The fact that you have elected a man does not mean then you begin to order him around. The president will do whatever is good for the country at any given time.
Mr. Adesina, isn't the president responsible to the people?
What should the next president do to root out stakeholders who are complicit?
You fire those that need to be fired, get fired.
It's looking like a brand new Chelsea, attacking with so much fluidity. And what can you say about that, Martin? I know you follow Chelsea quite closely.
I live close to the Chelsea training ground. That's what you mean by that. I'm not